Yeah, no different to Saturday after the game, really. Played very well for half an hour. Should have got a goal, we didn't. And then it went a little bit flat. Andy was right about that. He described it as flat, which we're struggling to put our finger on why. But it happened. Having said that, in the two games we've played, we played well against Bristol City and should have at least got a draw, if not won the game. And then we've lost to an own goal at Coventry. So on a different day, you get two draws. We could be unbeaten sitting here, but we're not. We've lost two matches.
Was it a bit of the rub of the green, do you think, then? Obviously an own goal, like you say.
I don't think it's going for us at the moment. I think that was the case when you get ones kicked off the line against Bristol City. And then, you know, Saturday, it's just he's misheaded it. It's going wide and it's hit Bob Harrison, gone in. Another time you might get away with those. But there's an argument to say we didn't play well enough to deserve to get away with them, but teams do all the time, and it'll change for us.
How do you balance it up in terms of wanting to get some continuity in your side now, but also wanting to make those changes that you feel like you should make?
Yeah, well, that's going to be the case for the next few weeks, is probably making one or two changes to just try and get the balance right. We've talked about the players settling in, the 8 or 9, 10 new players, which are going to take some time into formations and patterns and things like that. You know, teams settle down over the course of a season, maybe two even. I think we've had 6.5 weeks with them so far.
Mm. Do you think it could be a case of then you just need to maybe tinker it a little bit over the next few weeks? Nothing major, just little bits and pieces?
Yeah, that will be it. We're not going to change the whole team. You know, we did against Mansfield just to give everybody a run. But no, that's not generally the way we work, making wholesale changes, especially after a couple of matches.
And familiarity breeds confidence, doesn't it, as well?
Yeah, it does. We want them to try and get, you know, the pattern of playing with each other and stuff. And you see in that first half an hour and at times against Bristol City how good it was when we do play well and how comfortable we look. But we've got to sustain it for longer periods of the game.
It's the only way that players are going to find form, isn't it, as well? You mentioned a couple of your key form players from last year aren't in form just yet.
It's been the most frustrating part of it, you know, when we sit down in the summer and we think, right, well, Murphy, Flynn, Skugel, absolutely brilliant for us at the end of last season. You know, their three will make an impact in the two league games. All three of them have struggled. They'll come back, they'll be fine, but we've got to be patient while we wait for that.
How do you get that form back then? Is that giving them a bit of confidence somehow? How do you do it?
Well, they can do it themselves. We keep putting them out there and they work through it. You know, Skoog's a bit different because he's been carrying an injury, but then again, Flynn, he missed a bit of pre-season as well, so there's little reasons for them.
Is there a bit of mental fatigue as well? I know when I spoke to you pre-season, you said there was maybe one game too many within the space of 7 days, and a few players had a bit of mental fatigue. I know it's early in the season, but is that part of it?
Maybe. It wasn't ideal with that extra game in there. But that shouldn't have had any effect, you know, a couple of weeks on now. I think we should be settled down a little bit more than we are. But we say we're going to be patient and keep working with them. We want to see a little bit more. We can always work a bit harder on the field, especially when results aren't going for you. So we'll look for that first and foremost tomorrow night.
Murphy and Flynn, I know you said after the game at the weekend you weren't sure whether you were going to persevere or maybe sit them out. Have you made that decision yet?
No, we're still talking about it now. We've got one or two changes in mind, but we're thinking about other things at the moment.
Have you seen a bit of a response today then from the players?
Yeah, it's been good training. That's been one of the most frustrating parts, because the last couple of weeks, I told them after Saturday as well, what we're seeing on the training pitch we're not seeing on a Saturday in a game at the moment. Some of the stuff in training again this morning was excellent, and just we're at the stage where we can't quite take it into a match situation at the moment.
Do you think that could be nerves, tension, expectation?
Everything, all those sorts of things. Certainly in the first game against Bristol City, I thought when we did relax for that little half an hour spell or more in the first half, that's exactly how we want to play. And the first half an hour at Coventry, great again. And then for whatever reason, we just lose that impetus and momentum and we can't get it back. That might be an early season thing as well. Yeah. You know, later on in the season, you get more into the rhythm of things and the routine of playing, you know, Saturday, Tuesday, Saturday at times. So there's usually lots of different factors involved.
And I guess there's no time for a break, is there? You've not got 7 days where you can work with them in between games.
No, midweek's coming up, you know, in the Cup as well at West Ham. There certainly won't be, you know, 8 or 9 changes next time we play in the Cup. So, no, we've just got to keep getting the sessions in between. A little chat with the players now and again. Try and keep the confidence up and the spirits up. And hopefully the supporters will be patient with us, because that's very important as well.
The Andy Butler situation, we spoke to you about after the game at the weekend. He was photographed at Walsall. You said it was weekend off, he was free to go wherever he wanted. That's obviously sparked a lot of rumours and fans saying X, Y and Z. Is he still part of your plans? Let's kill those, I guess, those flames before they even start.
Well, he can't, because if Andy's not in the team, he's not in the squad, and he says, I want to go out and play football, then we look at the situation from there.
Do you think he could possibly be moving out already, then possibly going somewhere?
No, we've got no plans for that, but if Andy wants to come and say, listen, I'm not in the squad at the moment, I'm 30-odd years old, and I want to play football, that's something we'll look at.
Has he said that to you, then?
Yeah, he wants to play football. Everybody wants to be in the team. I think all the lads who are outside the squad or outside the 11 want to do that, but when you're actually, as a sub, you've got a chance of coming on and everything, it's different when we can't get him in the 18 at the moment.
That must be quite surprising, though, because you obviously only brought him in over the summer.
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes. All we can do is pick the people who we think are informed throughout pre-season.
But he could be playing football here, couldn't he? He's just got to impress you.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. He's got to do it every single training session, every game that he plays in. And he did okay against Mansfield. And one thing we haven't ignored is he got a couple of goals. He got our first one at Northampton pre-season. He got one against Mansfield the other night as well.
But you may possibly consider getting him out on maybe a short-term loan, something like that?
No, we're just leaving it as it is at the moment. It'll be, you know, he's under contract for a year or two, so we'll see how the situation develops.
And his attitude has been good?
Yeah, very good. No problem. You know, the Chris Porter, Stephen McGinn, absolutely brilliant.
In terms of transfer-wise, then, any updates since Saturday? Anything else you can tell us?
No, nothing at the moment. Nothing happening, no.
Lots of calls in?
Yeah, one or two. Not lots, one or two. You know, we've got a 21-man squad at the moment. So we need to get, we've always said, we need to get the right deals and people who are better than what we've got at the moment.
And I guess any signings you do want to bring in are going to have to hit the ground running, aren't they? You haven't got time to let them bed in.
No, that's it. You know, we've got, you know, Michael Higden getting up to speed. We've got Jay McEverley. We've got one or two others, you know, carrying Knox, who missed a bit of pre-season. So most important thing is to focus on them as well.
Still a striker as well, then, the search goes on for?
Yeah, maybe. You know, it doesn't really positional. I think we're okay in midfield, but I think defensively and striker, if the right one came along, then we'd consider it.
Is Billy Key a name that you man, a man that you might look at?
No, we know Billy from, because obviously he plays for our old club at Burton, but I think he's going elsewhere at the moment from what we've heard.
Right, so you believe someone else has got in there first, maybe?
Yeah, no, well, we've got a good relationship with Burton. I think if we wanted to pursue that one, we could do if we wanted to.
You're hoping to maybe pursue it if he doesn't go elsewhere?
No, well, we've got Mark McNulty, we've got Jose Baxter, we've got Chris Porter, we've got Michael Higden, so I'm not quite sure where he's going to get in ahead of them.
Team news-wise, how are you looking then for the game with Peterborough?
Yeah, we hope everybody's available. One or two took knocks on Saturday. Little Scoogs, you know, carrying his knock again, so we'll assess him just before the game. Everybody, the whole squad's available.
Is it possible you might have to sit Scoogle out for a couple of games just to get him to 100%?
Yeah, we don't ideally want to do that, but we'll be guided by the medical staff on that one.
And in terms of Peterborough, what are you expecting from them as well?
1-2, played 2-1-2 over in the league. Mm. So I think this season is probably one where they've gone under the radar a little bit. You know, I think everyone's talking about ourselves, Bristol City, Preston, and, you know, rightly so. And I think in previous seasons, you know, Peterborough have always been one of their favourites. And I don't think that's changed much. They've lost to Sombalonga, but they've still got some very good players, and I think they show from winning the first two games what a threat they're going to be.
And they're still scoring goals, aren't they? Sombalonga, like you say, has moved on. People might have thought, well, that's it, the end for their push this season, but they're still scoring goals.
Yeah, that's it. They keep plucking these strikers from non-league that, you know, work with for a couple of years and then move on sometimes. So I think the way Peterborough play is always sort of open attacking play.
Yeah, and they'll certainly be doing that, won't they, on Tuesday night? They'll really come at it.
Yeah, especially at home. And if they've seen us on Saturday for the last half, you know, they'll fancy the chances. So we're just looking for an improvement and to play well for a longer period of the game.